Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, a clown on tests, and we're learning Simon Tesvav. So now the Chayyadim introduces a new svara. Can we argue that even though a person leaves his place, and we said Sheni Makim is Mavato the Kviyas, that certain types of Kviyas are so strong that the act of Sheni Makim does not undermine it. So this is a Machlokes in the Gemara Tina Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. And most Rishonim Paskin like Rav Chista, that there is a scenario where the Kviyas is so strong that the Sheni Makim cannot undermine it. And what is that? That's in the type of foods that Chazal said that a person needs to return back to say the Bracha Acharna. So the Gemara talks about Masechtas Brachas, that a person eats bread and leaves the place where he ate the bread, he's mukhib to go back to the place to bench. He cannot just bench wherever he is. A person eats something which is, eats an apple. So we said at the beginning of this klal that he should say the Bracha Acharna before he leaves. We're afraid he's going to forget to say the Bracha Acharna as a practical issue. But if a person did leave, there's no halacha requiring him to go back to that place. In other words, the kviyas that he had over there was not strong enough that he's mechuyev to bench in that spot. Whereas when a person eats bread, and the kviyas that he had in that spot is mechayev him that the benching should be in that spot as well. So that's a very strong kviyas that he had over there, to the point that the only really truly appropriate place to say the bracha acharna to bench is in the place where one ate. So he's tied back to that makom. He's mechuyev to go back there. So even when he leaves, it's not truly a full act of aziva of leaving because of the chiyuv to return. So now this can play out in one of two scenarios. It can play out where he wants to go back to the original place and continue to eat without a bracha. He wants to eat elsewhere without a bracha. So the halacha is that actually both of these are true. Because it is something which requires a bracha, the bracha achrona b'mekamot, he must go back to the original place. So even when he leaves, it's not considered the meal has ended because he's mechuyev to go back to that place. So if the meal hasn't ended, he's able to eat when he goes back without a new bracha rishona. And even more so, he's able to eat elsewhere without a bracha rishona as well. Now, this is not lechatchila. A person should not do this. But if a person did so, that would be the halacha. Now, what it requires a bracha achrona b'mekamot? So that's very clear in the Gemara that this is true by bread. Bread, a person is mechuyev to go back to the place where he ate to be able to say the bracha achrona, i.e., the benching. Things which the bracha achrona is brei nefoshos, there's no question that a person is not mechuyev to go back to the place that he ate to say the bracha achrona. What about foods which the bracha achrona is bracha achas me'in sholosh? And that can be divided into two categories. That there are mezonos cases, and there are cases which are not mezonos. There's cases of wine or cases of fruits where the bracha achrona is a bracha achas me'in sholosh. In some way, it's like benching. On the other hand, it's not the full benching. It's only bracha achas me'in sholosh. So the Chayyadim says, "Pas huadin kol shibas minim." So the Chayyadim applies this not only to bread, but to all the shibas minim, which means not only to bread, not only to mazonos, but even to the scenario of alhoetz of alaperis, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Kimin sheyesh armim negam heim tunim bracha achrona b'mekamot, k'moshin isbarer. Since there are opinions which say that all of the shibas aminim, one must go back to the original place to say his bracha achrona. If he incorrectly so left and went elsewhere, which he should not have done so, but if he did so, in tzorach lebarach shom bracha rishona al kol davar, shayitzorach lebarach b'makom harishon. He does not need to make a new bracha rishona. Now, there are certain foods that in the middle of this meal would require bracha rishona. Anyway, so that's not going to change because he's by moving, it's not going to get better. But anything which, had he remained in the first place, would there be no need for bracha rishona? there'll be no need for Bracha Rishona in the second place as well. The Chashvina Lekilu Yoshev B'Mekai Maharishon, because since he's Mechiv to go back to his original place, we judge it as if he's still in the original place. And in the original place, there's no need for a Bracha on these foods. V'Kolshken K'Shechozu L'Mekai Maharishon, and how much more so if he goes back to the original place. We said the Kviyas has not ended, and there's no need for Bracha Rishona on the new foods. They're included in the Bracha Rishona, which he said before. There's no difference whether the person ate by himself or he ate as part of a group. It doesn't make a difference. The logic over here is not based on the group factor, it's based on the food. The food creates such a kriyas. The halacha says you have to go back to say the bracha achrona over there. So therefore, the kriyas has not been broken when he leaves because of his chiyuv to go back. And he does not need a new bracha rishona on the food that he's going to be eating when he comes back, or even if he eats while he's away. This requires a little more clarification. Message, I'm going to be talking about that in the next shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.